For the next five Fridays, we will be listening to Mendelssohn's setting of Psalm 42, written for chorus, soloists, and orchestra. In the year 2020, our meditations featured Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah, which was written in 1846. Psalm 42 was written 9 years before Elijah. You might enjoy knowing that Mendelssohn composed this psalm's seven movements while he was on their honeymoon. I confess I neglected to compose anything for choir and orchestra during our honeymoon. One wonders what his new bride thought about his constant composing, but she likely knew that her handsome young husband was already acknowledged as one of Europe's finest composers since Beethoven and Schubert, and that his fame was made possible by his amazing talent, and that he was a driven workaholic. Even though he would die at age 38, Mendelssohn left a legacy of music which still stands the test of time. Psalm 42 is one of the Psalter's most beautiful poems expressing our inner restlessness, a restlessness which can be satisfied only by finding our peace in God. Our first movement invites us to meditate on the poem's first verse. In those two lines, the poet reminds us how a wild animal's thirst can drive it to call out and search everywhere for water. This thirsting and searching then becomes a metaphor for our soul's longing and searching for God. The words of verse 1 will be repeated time and again, but each time with a slightly different touch, different music, subtle changes as new instruments are being highlighted in the orchestra. Just one example, the French horns will call out predominantly at one point, when the choir sings about the stag crying out. Now the horn was associated with stag hunting, so I like that touch. These continual changes remind me that my longing for spirituality is never quite the same, that one day I feel an urge to turn to God because of one thing, and then I get a different reminding urge some other day. And like that thirsty stag or hart, which only cries out for water when it is desperately thirsty, so too I sometimes need my restless thirst for inner peace to help me remind to look for my God in order to be refreshed.